2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to verse number 14. And it opens up by saying, from verse number 10 to verse number 14, I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "And Elisha sent a messenger unto him," that's Naaman, "saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharah, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do something great, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Somebody say amen. Amen. Then I want to read Joshua chapter number 4. Joshua chapter number 4, verse number 9 and verse number 10. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. So the priests who bore the Ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed over." Father, we are just grateful once again. You are the one who is in charge of the seasons and the times. You are the one who has ordained when things are going to happen in our lives, when we are supposed to be in certain places doing certain things. And we know that you've called us in this hour to be the ones that are crying out as watchmen on the wall, crying unto you, O God, until you have accomplished your purposes and your plans in the earth. And Father, we are just here tonight with an understanding that you have brought us to a place in this hour where you desire for us to move into a place of inheritance. You desire for us to move into a place of possession. You desire for us to move into a place where the reproach over our lives is broken. You're bringing us into a place, O God, where you want us to connect with the places of significance in our lives. And Father, as we are here tonight, we know that heaven has ordained for us to be in a place of greatness, to move in a place of glory, to move in a place where the Spirit of God leads and guides, to lead us into a place where we are empowered by your Spirit, in a place where we are made available to the truth that you are revealing to us. We thank you, O God, for the people that are here tonight, that you have ordained that they are in a place and in a season of transition. They are in a place where you are asking them to do things in obedience. You are asking them, O God, to do things that may seemingly be insignificant in their lives, but there is greatness that's about to be revealed through their obedience. I thank you, O God, for the challenges and the struggles that they have had to endure in the days that have gone by, the things that they have faced in the seasons that have preceded this hour. But Father, we declare that your word said all things work together for the good for them that love you and the ones that are the called according to your purpose. We declare that, God, everything that they have been going through in their lives has been working together to bring them to this moment. And Father, as we pray tonight, let our words be like the words of Elisha. Let our words be like the words of Joshua, to say that this day God is going to cause some things to shift in their lives because you have brought them to the place of Jordan. Somebody say hallelujah, because I believe that tonight somebody is getting into a place of a crossover. Somebody is getting into a place of transition. Somebody is getting into a place of life changing, that God is about to do something that you have been waiting for. God is literally bringing you into a place to connect you with the gateway that he made for a generation to receive their possession. Somebody say hallelujah. I sincerely believe that you have been brought into this moment by God because he wants to establish something in your life. He is saying that there are some things that you have been engaged in. There are some things that you have been waiting for God to do. And God is saying there are going to be some specific instructions that are going to be given to you. These specific instructions may seemingly be awkward in terms of your position and your stature, but these things are things of greater significance that are not only going to bring a level of restoration in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. There is going to be a level of restoration based on your obedience, because God is saying tonight you are going to cross over a threshold. You are going to cross over a boundary. You are going to get into a place where the waters are going to part. You are getting into a place where God is saying you are going to be baptized into the waters. And when you are baptized into the water, some of you are going to receive your inheritance. Some of you are going to receive the promises that God has made to you in the days of old. Some of you are going to receive your healing. It's going to be emotional healing. It's going to be physical healing. It's going to be relational healing that God is going to release in your life tonight, because there are specific instructions that are coming, and the breakthrough, the deliverance, the restoration that is coming, it's going to be based on your obedience. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to be based on your obedience. You have to realize that you are the creation. God is the creator. You have to understand that God knows all things. God sees all things, that the ways of God are better than your ways. And you also have to understand that there is no respecter of persons with God. That when God has determined to do something in your life, something that you have been seeking for God to do, there are going to be some instructions that are going to be given to you, that you might have to find yourself in a place where you don't want to be, but your healing and your restoration in that place. So I pray that tonight the Spirit of God will move over your life, that the Spirit of God will move upon your heart, that the Spirit of God will move upon your spirit to bring you into a place of obedience, to do whatsoever God is instructing for you to do. Some of you are receiving instruction for you to go and start that business. Some of you are receiving instruction to put together that invention. Some of you are receiving instructions to write that book, but you have been giving God excuses. And tonight God is saying, if you are just obedient to what I am telling you, there is going to be something that is going to happen in your life that is going to change you significantly. Somebody say hallelujah. It's literally going to shift you. It's literally going to change some things in your life. And I said you have come to the place of the River Jordan. You have come to the place where God wants to connect you with the altar that was established in the midst of the River Jordan, the place where the feet of the priests stood as they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant and the children of Israel were crossing over to the place of Gilgal, where God was going to break the reproach of their barrenness. And I just came here to tell somebody here tonight that God is connecting you with a significant altar in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. He's connecting with you with a significant altar that he has established in your life, and your connection with that altar for some of you is going to bring healing. It's going to bring healing, literally healing. that is going to overflow in your life. Some of you are going to be activated into your ministry. Some of you are going to receive your mantle. Some of you are going to begin to be aware of the calling that is upon your life. There is going to be a release of the enabling grace of God coming upon you, that you are going to be able to do all that heaven said you are called to do. You are going to be able to accomplish everything that God said you are going to accomplish. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that there is nothing that is going to stand in your way. The Word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Word of God says He has gone before you to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. There is nothing that is going to stand in the way of you receiving the promises of God, unless, anybody hearing me, unless you decide to stand in the way by your own disobedience. But if you were to hearken to the voice of God, if you were to hearken to the instruction of God, you are literally going to experience a shift in your life. You are literally going to experience a shift in your life, but that shift, that transition that I'm speaking about, is going to be a result of your obedience. A result of your obedience. Somebody say hallelujah. There are some things in your life that you don't really, really have to understand that God is asking for you to do, that you are going to understand their significance when you have gone through what you're supposed to have gone through and you have received the result of that obedience. There are some things you just have to believe God for, some things you just have to trust God in terms of the instruction that He has given you, knowing that God has no intention to do you any harm, knowing that God will not lead you astray, knowing that God will not lead you into temptation, knowing that God will deliver you from the evil one, knowing that God will not withhold any good thing from you. So whenever God gives you an instruction, is not to do you any harm, but is to bring you to that expected end. So I declare that tonight the spirit of obedience is coming to rest upon you. The spirit of hearing is coming upon you. You're going to hear what God is saying, and your heart is going to agree with what God is saying, and you are going to move in the direction that the Word of God is directing for you to move into. And as you move into that place, you are going to literally experience a refreshing, a newness of life. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I can feel something stirring up in the atmosphere. I can feel something moving upon somebody's life. Somebody's life is being restored. The fire is being rekindled in the name of Jesus. Hope that was dying is being resurrected tonight. Dreams you thought were over because of your affliction, they are being restored tonight because God is healing you. God is restoring you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some once in a while in life, you need to have somebody who is going to remind you that you have to come down off that horse of pride and just do whatever God has said you must do. You cannot say, I am a man of God and God does not want me to do that when the instruction is coming from God. Somebody handed up a Syria Baha'i. I believe that there is somebody here tonight who is going to receive a visitation in the night visions, in your dream. There is going to be a divine visitation, and that divine visitation is coming with a specific instruction as to what your next move is going to be. Your next move is going to be, don't go to the right, but go to the left. And God is going to be instructing you, don't go the route that you usually take to go to work, but take a different route, because there is a divine encounter, there is a divine appointment that has been set by God, and you are not going to miss that divine appointment by disobedience. You are going to hearken to what God is going to speak to you in your dream, and that divine appointment that has been set by God is literally going to shift things in your life. The information you've been waiting for, the resources you've been asking God for, are in the hands of the person that God is going to cause you to meet in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that you are not going to be late for that appointment. You are not going to miss that appointment. You are going to be there on time as instructed by God. God. And for some of you, there is a visitation that is coming. God is bringing a name to remembrance in your spirit. And when you remember that name, when you remember that name, when you remember that name, I pray that when God speaks to you in your dream, when God mentions that name, you will not forget that name when you wake up, and you are going to make a phone call and call that person, because they have been waiting to hear from you, because they want to fulfill the instruction that they have been given by God. They have been appointed by God to be a blessing in your life, but you are the one who has to make the first move. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the one who has to make the first. You are the one who has to make the move. You are the one who has to come to the River Jordan. You are the one who has to come to the place that God has ordained to be the place where you are going to receive your healing, to be the place where you are going to receive your restoration. I declare that tonight you are not going to be late for coming to the River Jordan, and you are not going to be asking God, why do you ask for me to do such a simple thing? Because God uses the simple things to confound the wise. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He uses simple things to confound the wise, but what makes it significant is your obedience. If God is going to ask for you to do a hard thing, you are going to say that this is hard, but God is asking for you to do the simple thing. It's not in doing the simple thing, but it's the healing and the deliverance and the restoration is in the obedience factor. Somebody say hallelujah. The obedience factor, the obedience factor, the obedience factor, the obedience factor. The obedience factor in the name of Jesus. And this is not going to be an obedience factor as to what man is instructing you, but it's going to be an obedience factor to what the Spirit of God is instructing for you to do. He said to Naaman, go and dip yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. Go and dip yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. 7, the number of completion. But I believe sincerely, him asking Naaman to go and dip himself in the River Jordan was connecting him with the altar that was set in the River Jordan. Somebody say hallelujah. In the River Jordan, where the priest stood carrying the Ark of the Covenant, there is a healing in that river. And he's saying, why can I not go to this river? Can I just tell somebody, God is going to give you an instruction to say, today go to this church. He's going to say, today go to this church. And you're going to say, God, I don't like to go to that church. There are better churches in my city. But God is saying, in that church, in that church there is a divine appointment. In that church there is a word for your breakthrough. In that church there is a word for your breakout. And I declare that as you walk in obedience, as you go into that place and do what heaven is instructing for you to do, you are go. I know that you want to go to the church at the other end of the city, but God is saying, go to the one that is in the center. Can I just tell somebody here, because Naaman is complaining that this river is so dirty, but God is saying there is a healing place. There is healing virtue. There is restoration in the place where I am sending you. You see, here is the crux of the matter. You are in a place of transition. If you don't hearken to the voice, the season is going to pass you by. And when the season passes you by, like Naaman, you are still going to have your leprosy. Like Naaman, you will still have your pride, but you will still be a leper. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. I see this little church that God has been prodding you to visit. And you've been saying, God, it's a dingy place. It's a dingy place. I don't want to go there. I'd rather go to this big church. But God is saying, I have set a meeting with you in the small church. In that place where you think it's filthy, it's dirty, the people are uncontrollable, God is saying there is your healing in that place. There is an altar in that place that you need to connect with. And that altar has your healing. That altar, literally, I'll say to you, this Sunday, do it. This Sunday, do it. Earlier on as I was praying, I said, I want to speak like the prophet Elisha and saying, go and dip yourself 7 times in the river Jordan. And I'm saying is, go to that church that the Spirit of God has been pressing on you this Sunday. Go there this Sunday. Go there this Sunday. And I want to sound as a voice of the council of the sevens of Naaman. And say, if God had said, go to this big church, you were going to gladly go. But God is saying, I'm waiting to meet with you in the small place that I've sent you to meet with me. God is asking for you to do the simple thing. And here's what I see. I don't know who I'm talking to, but here's what I see. You see, the big church you want to go to is actually a longer distance than the small church you're supposed to be going to. It's a few blocks from your house where God wants you to go, just this Sunday. He's not saying you're going to be a member there. He's just saying, just go there this Sunday. It's going to be like you dipping yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. And I promise you, when you leave that place, you are going to have the specific instruction as to the next move of your life. But it's in that place. And here's what the Lord is saying. You don't want to go to that place because you think you are high and mighty. But God is saying, go to that place. The key is in your obedience to go to that place, because there is a blessing that God wants you to connect with in that place. Obedience factor in your healing and in your restoration. Obedience factor. So Father, I pray for this person that you are talking to. May their heart be ready to receive the instruction. May they willingly go where you are asking for them to go. It's not a hard thing. It's an easy thing. What you are looking for, God, is their obedience. And in their obedience, there is healing and restoration. See, in the verse that we read, Naaman had a way that he was expecting the prophet to speak to him for him to receive his healing. He was expecting the prophet to come and rebuke the sickness. He was expecting the prophet to leave his place of abode because he was an important dignitary. He was expecting the prophet to leave his place to come to him, lay hands on him and command the sickness to leave. But the prophet's instruction was, just go, dip yourself 7 times, and you will receive your healing. You were expecting God to answer you in the big place you've always been in. But God is saying, I am not going to do things your way, because my ways are better than yours. My ways are higher than yours. So God is doing the God thing. God is doing the God thing. Your obedience is literally going to shift things in your life. And I spoke about the River Jordan and the altar that was built, the 12 stones that were put in the midst of the River Jordan where the priest stood as they bore the Ark of the Covenant. There is an altar that I said God is connecting you with you tonight. That altar is going to cause certain things to happen in your life. The heavens are going to open over your life tonight because you have obeyed the voice of God to come to the place of transition. God is saying, you are not going to grow weary. You are not going to miss the moment. You are not going to miss the opportunity. The Spirit of God is leading you The government of God is leading you into the place of the transition. You will not die at the boundary. You will not die at the wall. You will not die at the fence. You will not die on the banks of the river, but you are going to cross over. Somebody say, cross over. Cross over. Cross over. Cross over. You are going to cross over. Tonight you are going to cross over. Tonight you are going to move from a place of insufficiency to a place of abundance. You are going to move from a place of being a beggar to being a lender. You are moving into a place where you are going to see supernatural provision coming into your life. I declare that every deficiency that you have been suffering in your life, deficiency in terms of revelation, tonight you are crossing over into a place of abundance and revelation. You have been asking for the Spirit of God to be more pronounced in your life. Tonight you are crossing over into a place where the Spirit of God is going to be more pronounced in your life. There's a certain level of anointing that is coming in your life because God has brought you over the River Jordan. You are not going, oh God, you are not going to remain on the banks of the River Jordan. You are going to cross over. You are going to cross over. Here is the thing. Give you another scripture concerning the River Jordan. You know that the Bible says in Matthew 3, verse number 13 to 17, says, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, say unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. River Jordan. Some of you are going to be baptized into some things in this place of transition. Literally, the heavens are going to open over your life in this particular time gate. Things are going to move. You have been tittering on the brinks of your breakthrough. But God tonight is saying, the waters have parted, cross over. Some of you are going to be baptized tonight, but baptized by the Spirit of the living God. There is a renewal, a refreshing, a rekindling of the fire, or to be on fire for the things of God. Some of you, you're getting into a place where God is going to affirm and reaffirm your identity. God is going to make you known. He's going to make a public declaration concerning who you are because of the transition. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to understand that you did not bring yourself to this place of transition, but this has been an orchestration by the Spirit of the living God. For the Word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So God has been ordering your footsteps. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God has been leading you and guiding you to this specific moment, to this specific hour, to this specific time, to say now you are going to cross over. I want to remind somebody here tonight that the children of Israel, when they were standing on the other side of the River Jordan, the Bible said they had been in the wilderness for too long. It was time to cross over. And you are not going to cross over the River Jordan on your own. God has already gone before you. He's holding your hand. You are not going to drown in the waters. Somebody say hallelujah. You are not going to drown in the waters. You are going to find yourself on the other side. There is a release of divine strategies tonight. A release of divine strategies. If you can just embrace the strategy. And God is saying the divine strategy is obedience. The divine strategy is obedience. That's the divine strategy, obedience. If you can just embrace it, obedience, God is going to cause you to cross over.
in the name of Jesus. Can I just, I know that I don't have this verse on me, but I want to pull this verse for you. It's really been a verse that has been in my spirit. Hosea verse number 10, verse number 12. Hosea 10 verse number 12 begins by saying this: sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. That's from the New King James Version. The Old King James Version says, sow for yourselves in righteousness, or sow to yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. I want to say there is a specific time that has been set by God. As you are seeking God, God's going to give you instruction, but the strategy here that God is releasing is a strategy of obedience. Just obey what God is saying. Obey what God is saying. For some of you, God is going to give you the instruction. The instruction is, you are not going to be late for church this Sunday. You have to be there an hour earlier, because you are going to need to pray. Somebody say hallelujah. You are going to be in a particular place where God is saying, don't sit on the pew that you usually sit, because God is saying, I want to shift you, I want to move you. Oh, I declare that when you walk in that church, you're going to be so mad, because somebody is going to be sitting on your favorite pew. But that's the instruction of God, saying today you're going to move into a new place. You are going to sit in a different place. You are no longer going to be in the wilderness, but you're going to be in the place of inheritance. I declare and I decree, I know you always sit on the right of the church, but you're going to be sitting on the left, because that's going to be your new place, signifying the transition, the change in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to be a significant change in your life. Because God is saying the key strategy is obedience. As you obey what God is saying, as you obey what God is saying, I believe that there is somebody who's coming your way. You never really speak to them all the time, but God is going to say, just go and say good morning, hello, how are you doing? That's going to be a blessing to them, but it will be a blessing upon your life, because you have walked in obedience to say hello, how are you doing, by the prompting of the Spirit of the living God. I declare you are going to see great things in the next 24 hours. You are going to experience something supernatural that God is going to do in your life. You are going to find yourself meeting some things you never thought you'd be able to encounter, things that are literally going to change your life because of the transition. And I declare that there are some people that are on this prayer line that have been asking God for, there are some inheritance issues you have been dealing with, and God is saying you have reached a place where you are crossing over. You are going to receive your inheritance. You are going to possess your possessions, because God has been leading you and guiding you to this particular place. Welcome to the banks of the river Jordan, but the waters are about to stand on the sides as you cross over. Your inheritance, you are going to receive. You are going to receive your inheritance. Somebody say hallelujah. Can I just tell somebody, I know that I'm speaking by the Spirit of the living God. I want to tell somebody, and the book of 2 Kings is a place. 2 Kings is a place where the Bible says that Elijah took Elisha. They were going over. Elijah took Elisha, and Elisha was saying to Elijah, I need a double portion of your anointing, a double portion of whatever you have. And Elijah said to Elisha, you have asked for a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm taken, then you will receive what you are asking for. And the Bible says in 2 Kings, when they were crossing over, they came to the river Jordan. Elisha took his mantle, struck the waters of the river Jordan, and the river Jordan parted, and they crossed over to go to the other side. And in 2 Kings 12:14, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell on him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they departed hither and thither, and Elisha went over. I declare that tonight somebody is being empowered with a double portion of the anointing. Somebody is receiving a mantle, a prophetic mantle upon their life, that you are not only going to be able to say you are anointed, but you are going to begin operating in an unprecedented level of the supernatural, because the anointing of God is coming upon you from the banks of the River Jordan. Understand that the first supernatural act that Elisha did was to cause the waters of the River Jordan to part. That means there is an anointing coming upon your life for you to be able to break barriers in other people's lives. In the name of Jesus, there is an anointing. Because see, you cannot have a barrier-breaking anointing only operating for your sake. But the barrier-breaking anointing is an anointing that is there to empower other people. The gifts of God are for the perfecting of the saints. So you are being anointed by the double portion, not for you to say, I am high and I'm mighty, but for you to be able to break barriers in people's lives, to be able to raise up people to a new level in terms of their understanding and their destiny. That's what you are being called to be by God tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I want to give you one more, because I feel that we are at a critical point where God is saying something is about happening in your life. I believe with everything that is in me. Everything that is in me believes that you are going to change your life because of your obedience. I want to give you from 2 Kings chapter number 6. I'll be done just now. 2 Kings chapter number 6, from verse number 1 to verse number 7. Verse number 1 to verse number 7 says, and the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us, or too small for us. Let us go, we pray, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So when he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down the wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore, said he, take it up to thee, and he put it out on his hand and took it. Well, I'm just saying, there are some things that you thought were going to be lost, things that you believe you were never going to be able to recover. But God is saying, the River Jordan, there is an anointing in that river that is going to cause even things you thought would never be able to float to be able to float. Somebody say hallelujah. You've been trying to stay above water, but you've been feeling like you're sinking. But God is saying, today there is the prophetic word. You've come the River Jordan. Whatever you thought has been lost has not been lost. God is literally commanding it to come up from the waters. You are going to be able to hold it again. You're going to be able to hold it again. And here's what I want to say in that particular verse of scripture. There is something that is a key word there. For it was borrowed. For it was borrowed. For it was borrowed. Now, if it had been lost, it has been borrowed, means I'm going to be able to have to pay back. I have to pay it back. So I'm just saying now, right now, some of you were getting into debt because of whatever the situation was. But God is going to restore. you are not going to be able to lose what you borrowed. You're going to be able to return what you borrowed. Somebody say hallelujah. Your reputation will not die. You are going to be restored by God. So this place where you are right now, it's a place of transition. It's not a bad transition. It's a good transition. You are going to receive your inheritance. Some of the things you thought were dead are going to be raised up. Some of the mantles that you thought you never receive are coming your way. There's a double portion of anointing, a barrier-breaking anointing that is being released in your life. But I want to say this. I will be remiss if I don't complete the entire transaction in terms of them crossing over the River Jordan where the priest stood and the Ark of the Covenant stood and established 12 stones there. They also took 12 stones out of the River Jordan and put them in Gilgal where they set up an altar. An altar of memorial is unto what God has done that they will speak of when future generations come. But I want to say this. You realize that when they crossed over the River Jordan, they went into their promised land. As soon as they went to the promised land, crossing over Jordan meant that they stopped eating manna. Somebody say hallelujah. They stopped eating manna and began to eat of the fruit of the land. I want to tell somebody, your diet is about to change. You are about to begin eating your possession. You are about to begin eating from the inheritance that God promised you. But I will be remiss again if I just emphasize on the idea of that you are going to receive your promise. You're going to be eating whatever God has said is going to be yours. You're going to receive inheritance. But this is a place where the covenant with the covenant is going to be renewed. Your heart has to be circumcised, because when they crossed over the River Jordan, the generation that was born in the wilderness were not circumcised, because the men of war had died in the wilderness after 40 years of wandering. So in that particular place, crossing the River Jordan, they rejoiced that they crossed the River Jordan, but they came into a place of cutting. They came into a place of circumcision, where God now, circumcision is very important, because it is a mark that you are a man of covenant. Somebody say hallelujah. You are a man of covenant, which means now you are no longer an alien, but you are a part of the commonwealth of the nation. You are now one part of the covenant. And now you have to understand, in the Old Testament that was a shadow, as the Apostle Paul says, I think he says, now it is actually a covenant, where it's a circumcision of our hearts. So you come from a place where you have been wandering. Now you are on the banks of the River Jordan. You saw a miracle, a supernatural wonder. God is saying, today you have broken through your barrier. But when you come on the other side, there's going to be some pain. But that pain is not because you've done any wrong, but it's an initiation for where you're going. Somebody say hallelujah. Can I just tell somebody, because you're going to cross over Jordan, there are some things you are going to lose. There are some friends you are going to lose. There are some ideas you are going to lose. There are some dreams you are going to have to lose, because where you are going, those dreams cannot go with you. Where you are going, your friends cannot go with you. Where you are going, your favorite things cannot go with you. Where you're going, your time has to change the way it is you. So God's going to take you to a place where He is going to circumcise your heart, to mark you for covenant. So I'm just saying is, I know you are rejoicing. Don't lose that spirit of rejoicing when the cutting begins. It's all part of the process. You saw the supernatural. You saw the exit float. You saw God part the waters. You saw God heal. And from that, from the River Jordan, you are crossing over. You are going to be healed. You're going to be whatever. But there is going to be a place of cutting. It's going to be a place of cutting. That place of cutting is actually a place of pruning. And somebody say hallelujah. It's a place of pruning, because pruning is not about where you're coming from. It's about where you're going. It's where you're going. The trimming of the tree is not about where it's coming from. It's about where it's going. It's about the next season. So I'm just saying now, your season of eating manna has come to an end. You're going to go into a new feeding system. But when you get the new feeding system, you're going to have to be circumcised for what God is about to do. Your philosophy is going to change. There's going to be an establishment of your identity. There's going to be a reestablishment of the covenant that God made with generations before. Because the land of promise was given to the people of covenant. Somebody say hallelujah. So I will be remiss. Now here's what I want to say. I said the key strategy is obedience. The key strategy is obedience. I said to somebody, go to the church where you're supposed to go. Just go and do it. For some of you, say, don't go to the left, go to the right. Don't sit where you always sit in church. Go to a different to a different section, because there's something that God wants to do. And some of you, God is going to be asking you to sow a seed. God is going to be asking you to sow a seed. God is going to be asking you to sow a seed. In your church, there is a program that's taking place. You have been contemplating whether you should sow a seed or not. God is saying, just sow a seed. Just sow a seed. Just sow a seed in your church. Sow a seed in your church. And some of you have to get involved in some of the programs in your church. Be involved with something. Contribute something. Because your contribution is showing that you have literally shifted, you've literally changed where you have been. I know that some of you, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know there's somebody here. You've been going to church, but you've never made a commitment to that church. You've been attending, but you haven't made a commitment. And God is just saying today, when you go this Sunday, make a commitment to be a member of that church. Make a commitment to be a member of that church. It's a part of the transition that God is orchestrating in your life. Well, I'm just saying for tonight, I want you to bear this in mind. You have come to the River Jordan. You have come to the banks of the River Jordan. Significant things are going to happen. The heavens are going to open. The waters are going to part. Some things are going to be buried. Some things are going to be resurrected. You are going to enter into the promised land. But there is going to be a cutting when you enter in, because of the new level that is coming. Things are going to change. Your perspective is going to change. Your perceptions of things is going to change. Your desires are going to change because of what God is doing for you in this season. All I can just say is, I hear that song by Israel Hawthorne, it's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. Hallelujah. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. A significant shift in your life. And I got one more thing to say here, and I believe that I am done. I believe that I'm done. Those are all the instructions that the Holy Spirit has given me to share with you tonight. So I want to say, God, let the spirit of obedience settle on them. Let the spirit of wisdom come and sit on them. Father, let the spirit of boldness to be able to walk into the new come over them now in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in the sureness of what God has revealed. Let them not forget the instruction that you are releasing. And as they receive that instruction, push them, O God, deeper and deeper into the land of promise. Let them never forget that tonight was a day of crossing over. Crossing over. Crossing over. Crossing over. Into all that you have promised them. By the Spirit of the living God, I push them now. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. It's time to cross over. It's time to cross over. It's time to cross over in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, break the reproach of their slavery. The reproach of Egypt, let it be broken off their lives, that they are no longer going to be people of insignificance, but they are going to be people of great significance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody, you see, you have to understand that after crossing over Jordan and getting into a place of Gilgal, the place of the cutting, the place where the reproach of Egypt is broken, the next station is going to be war. Warring over the walls of Jericho, warring over the city of Jericho. So all that I'm saying is, God is preparing you for the next level. So you are breaking out, but you're going to be in a place where you're going to have to take your possession. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to have to take your possession. Don't just rejoice that you have crossed over. but you're going to have to take some things. That means now when you wake up in the morning, there are some prophetic declarations that have to come from you. I declare that today I receive my inheritance. I declare that God has blessed me, that God has prospered the works of my hands, that God has given me the land. God has appointed for me inheritance, houses I did not build, vineyards I did not plant. God has released wisdom unto me. I am no longer a slave, but I am one that God has appointed. The things you're going to have to declare yourself over yourself, because now you are in the new season. Somebody say hallelujah. Because you are in the new season. You are in the new season that God has set for you. For your glory, Father, we declare that your sons and your daughters are blessed significantly. They are blessed tremendously. Why are they blessed? Because you have brought them to this river. You have brought them to this moment of crossover in the name of Jesus. And Father, it is an honor and a privilege to be the one that you have used to announce the crossover over their lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for the voice of old, the voice of Elisha, that says, go and dip yourself in the river seven times, River Jordan, and you will be healed. I declare healing over somebody. And for those that have lost things that have been borrowed, they will be recovered. You will not go into debt because you owe somebody something in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever has been holding them bound, the barrier breaking anointing is here. I command the barriers broken, the boundaries broken in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Now,